WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's clear and 31 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 53. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Well, there were a few locally contested races during Tuesday night's general election, and one of the most watched in this area was in Audubon County, where Sheriff Todd Johnson, a Republican, was reelected to office after defeating his challenger, Democrat Blake Asbury. Unofficial results show Johnson garnered 2,374 votes to Asbury's 1,080. Another race in Audubon County was for the Board of Supervisors, where four men were running for two open seats on the board. Republican Todd M. Nelson received the most votes at 1,817. Fellow Republican Dwayne Dice narrowly defeated Democrat Kent Grable to take the other seat. The results show that Dice had 1,550 votes to Grable's 1,542, but there are still some outstanding ballots that were absentee that have not yet been counted. In Shelby County, four people ran for two seats on the Board of Supervisors. Two Republicans, newcomers Charles Parkhurst and Steve Kenkel, defeated their Democratic challengers Jerry Heinscheid and LaVon Christensen to earn a spot at the table. Kenkel had the most votes at 4,191. Parkhurst had the second highest total at 3,282. Heinscheid garnered just over 2,000 votes, while Christensen barely cracked 1,780. Iowa State Representative Jason Schultz, a Republican from Schleswig, defeated challenger Casey Fredrickson, a Democrat, by a 64-35% margin. Schultz represents the new District 18, which covers all of Shelby County and portions of Harrison and Crawford counties. In Pottawatomie County, incumbent Republican supervisors Lynn Groby and Melvin Hauser easily defeated Brian Lund, who had been nominated by petition. And former deputy and acting Pottawatomie County Treasurer Leah Voss, a Republican, held off a challenge from Democrat Paula Denker to remain in office. Voss, who was selected as the acting treasurer after the death of longtime treasurer Judy Miller, beat Danker by 21,608 votes to 17,915. In Adams County, Democrat Merlin Dixon beat Republican Jerry Peckham to take a single seat available on the Board of Supervisors in District 2. Also, Republican Becky Bissell defeated Democrat and nominated by petition challengers and will take the title of treasurer. In Guthrie County, Democrat Jerome Carraher easily captured the one open seat on the Board of Supervisors in District 1. And in District 5, Republican Mike Dixon defeated Democratic challenger David Geisinger. Again, the results will not be final until all the votes are canvassed. News time is 7:09.
Hi, this is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. As harvest winds down, the next thing we need to be thinking about is planting season. We have a great selection of both 12 and 16 row planters available. You can upgrade with either new or used Kinsey planters. If you're thinking used, we've got a great selection of both 12 and 16 row planters. We take our used, get them through the shops. The guys go through everything, put them up in light new condition. They'll go out and put the seed in the ground just like the new planters. But if you are thinking of new, Kinsey has an excellent lineup of 3,600 planters in both box or bulk fill. What we like here at Lindeman's is the 3,600 bulk fill planter. Two 40-bushel hoppers set up either with shutoffs or just with manual shutoffs. You can have simplicity or you can have all the bells and whistles with an individual row unit shutoffs. The earlier you order, the better the preseason discount. Plus, it gives us more time to get it set up and you can have it in the shed and ready to go for spring. Give us a call, Lindeman Tractor, your Kinsey dealer in Atlantic.
Elsewhere in area election results, Cheryl Christensen was selected as the clerk for the Union Township here in Cass County. She received 80 votes to challenger Bill Gerlach's 31. There were mixed results in the county for four public measures. Voters in the Benton and Victoria townships agreed that the Cass County Board of Supervisors should appoint township trustees and clerks when the incumbents' terms expire, while Edna and Union Township voters said they wanted those positions to remain on the ballot. Chase Wheatley, Kurt Behrens, and Clark Gerlach were nominated to the Soil and Water Conservation Board in Cass County, and Atlantic Parks and Rec Department Director Roger Herring had an overwhelming win over Michael J. Collins to take the trustee's position on the County Public Hospital Board in the Northwest District. In Montgomery County, Karen Clock, Michael J. Olson, Carol Freeman, Timothy Kammerer, and Bill Dre were elected to serve on the Agricultural Extension Council. In Guthrie County, Brett Hodges, Karen Kennedy, Carol Kane, and Barbara Geiger were elected to serve on the County Agricultural Council. Pamela Chance defeated two other challengers for a vacant seat on the Jamaica City Council, and Michael Moore beat Steve Baker for a vacant seat on the Panora City Council. You can view other results on the Iowa Secretary of State's website on a county-by-county basis at sos.iowa.gov. Republican Tom Latham has been elected in Iowa's 3rd Congressional District, beating Democrat Leonard Boswell in a race between the two longtime incumbents. Latham moved into the 3rd District after the once-a-decade redrawing of boundaries left him in a district with another Republican incumbent. The victory gives Latham a 10th House term. He hadn't faced a serious challenge until he ran against Boswell, who served 8 terms in the U.S. House. Both candidates campaigned on the need to strengthen the U.S. economy and create more jobs in Iowa. And Republican Representative Steve King has won a 6th term in the U.S. House, beating Democrat Kristi Vilsack in Iowa's 4th congressional district. King had to campaign harder for re-election than in previous years because redistricting lessened the number of registered Republican voters in the district. He also faced a better-known opponent in Vilsack, the wife of former governor and current U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. Steve King, of course, is known for his outspoken conservative positions on everything from immigration to the federal budget. He kept to those positions while campaigning, but placed greater emphasis on his family and success as a businessman. In her campaign, Vilsack emphasized solving problems with less partisanship. She accused King of being more interested in his status as a conservative firebrand than on helping in his district. In State Representative District 20, with nearly all the precincts reporting, Representative Clow Bodler looks like he has a victory over Democrat Greg Nepstead, his challenger. Bodler garnered nearly 58% of the vote to Nepstead's nearly 42%. In District 21, Representative Jack Drake defeated Democrat John Rose. In Representative District 16, it was Marianne Hanusa over Democrat Heidi Guggisberg-Connors. Also in Representative District 15, Mark Brandenburg was the winner over George Yappel. In Senate District 8, Democrat Michael Grindstall defeated Representative Al Ringenberg. KJAN News, time is 7:13.
Hi, this is Lon from Lindemann Tractor. As harvest winds down, the next thing we need to be thinking about is planting season. We have a great selection of both 12 and 16 row planters available. You can upgrade with either new or used Kinze planters. If you're thinking used, we've got a great selection of both 12 and 16 row planters. We take our used, get them through the shops. The guys go through everything, put them up in light new condition. They'll go out and put the seed in the ground just like the new planters. But if you are thinking of new, Kinze has excellent lineup of 3,600 planters in both box or bulk fill. What we like here at Lindemann's is the 3,600 bulk fill planter. 2 40 bushel hoppers set up either with shutoffs or just with manual shutoffs. You can have simplicity or you can have all the bells and whistles with an individual row unit shutoffs. The earlier you order, the better the preseason discount. Plus, it gives us more time to get it set up and you can have it in the shed and ready to go for spring. Give us a call, Lindemann Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Fred Jr. Holtz, age 87, of Avoca, died Saturday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Fred Holtz will be today at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Laverne Alexander, age 84, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House. His daughter, Pam Steffen, age 56, of Atlantic, died October 27th at her home. Shared funeral services for Laverne Alexander and Pam Steffen will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Terry Nissen, age 71, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Elkhorn, died Sunday. Funeral services for Terry Nissen will be today at 11 o'clock at the Cutler O'Neill Funeral Home, Bayless Park Chapel, in Council Bluffs. Lorraine Anderson, age 90, of Carroll and formerly of Audubon, died Sunday. Funeral services for Lorraine Anderson will be held Thursday, tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Eldred Schmitz, age 88, of Harlan, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Eldred Schmitz will be on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Sophia Sherwin, age 102, of Atlantic, died Friday. Funeral services for Sophia Sherwin will be held this Saturday at 1 o'clock at the First Lutheran Church in Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. And Dwayne Nielsen, age 69, of Atlantic, died Friday. Memorial services for Dwayne Nielsen will be on Monday at 1 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.